Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. My brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in right here for another broadcast of Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house. Most definitely we are up in this house with another great episode for you tonight, a great broadcast that we will have coming right here for you tonight. Oh, man, indeed. This is February the 9th of 2023, we are in the month that they're calling Black History Month. Yes, sir, Black History Month. Well, we take this whole month to observe the greatness of, that we would say, our blackness and our heritage and our legacy and our accomplishment and our goals that we have accomplished right here in the shores of North America. So this month right here is a reflection and the educational month for us to teach our youth and even ourselves as adults. There's some things that we have to be taught about our history as well. So this month here is set aside for us to do just that, learn about our history, teach our history to the world, you know, as our American history to the world, you know, because it truly is, like I said, Black history is world history. That's right. Black history is world history. But tonight, this is what we got right here for you. Tonight, we want to talk about, right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, does Black history matters? Yes, sir. Does Black history matters? That's an easy answer, y'all. That's an easy answer, but that's the reason that why we are going into this topic right here, just as this right here. But I want to tell you right before we get into this one right here, brothers and sisters, right here tonight on the Culture Freedom Radio Network, how you can stay linked up and connected with us. Now, I have reestablished right here, reestablished the social media page that is Twitter. So if you'd like to stay connected with us on social media, only right now, the only thing we have is Twitter. So I don't know. I might just try to see about Facebook. I don't know. But right now, though, you can just connect with us and link up with us and follow us right there on Twitter. All right. And see the things that we tweet. Yes, sir. So follow us right there at Twitter at Culture Freedom Radio Network right there on Twitter. And let's see here. What else we got? What else we got? I think that's it right now. But I update y'all on some more things that we have and come up with for our social media and different outlets. But that's how you can stay connected with us. And I got to put this one out. I got to make sure I start putting this out. For our sisters and brothers right there, for you who be checking us out on different podcasting sites and the archives, if you would like to join us live and be able to call in and conversate with us, you can do so every Thursday night, because this is nights that we will be airing on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And the phone number that you can dial in if you want to comment or share your thoughts or whatever, just call in at area code 563-999-3081. One more time, that area code is 563-999-3081. And the remaining number is the 39s, that's 999-3081. That is the number you can call in and just, if we're talking about something, you want to join in on a conversation, just ask the question or whatever, you can dial that number and you can reach us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Cultural Freedom Radio Network. I just want to make sure I put that out. Thank you all of you who tune in from iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Apple Podcasting Store, Pandora. Peace to you, brothers and sisters, right there on Pandora, who listen on Pandora, the Amazon Music Store and the Amazon Podcasting Store. However you listen, we greatly do appreciate you. And whatever neck of the woods or region of the United States or around the world you're listening, and to Culture Freedom Radio, we really do appreciate you. And let's get ready to get this on here, brothers and sisters. We don't want to waste any more time. We got to get into this topic tonight. Does Black History matter? And this show is always hosted by your brothers, the panel of your brothers right here. That is Maury David Israel, also known as Rabbi David Israel. And our good brother, Brother Justice, is in the house, and me, myself, as Maury Aria Israel. And we have to say, when we say the word Maury, y'all, that is not our name. When I say Maury David Israel, Maury Aria, that is not, Maury is not a name. That is a title. And it only means in Hebrew, that means teacher. All right? I just want you to put that in there, right, in there, y'all. So don't say, you don't have to say the first name, say Maury, because that only means teacher. All right? Just want to put that in there. Just put that in there. But tonight we want to do something different. We want to start off this thing different. We want to bring Brother Justice in here tonight. Since we talk about Black history, we want to bring Brother Justice in. He want to start us off tonight, brothers and sisters, with some Black history facts before we get into some other portions of this topic of discussion tonight. Let's do some Black history facts, because this is what? Black History Month. So peace to you, my brother Justice. Peace. The mic is yours, my brother.
History moment. On this date, in 1968, the Orangeburg, South Carolina police murdered three unarmed Black college students. Born in 1931, James West, an inventor who holds over 250 patents. In 1990, Nelson Mandela is released from a South African prison after being detained for 27 years as a political prisoner. In 1896, Isaac Murphy, the greatest jockey of all time, he died. In 1970, Joseph L. Searless becomes the first Black member of the New York Stock Exchange. In 1909, the NAACP was founded. In 1993, Black Love Day was founded by A.O. Handy Kendi to demonstrate Black love for self, family, and the Black community. Finally, in 1817, the great emancipator Frederick Douglass is born. And that was a Black history moment.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, Brother Justice. See, that's how y'all do it, man. That's how we do it. And we want to bring in our brother right here. We forget. You can say your greetings, anything, but also, my brother. And, David, you're coming in here, and we're going to jump into this topic of conversation, because we probably have a clip or two that we want to listen to and dive in. But like, before we get in there, let's see brothers intro themselves in, and we're going to dive into this one, brothers and sisters.
Greetings, peace, and love to everybody listening, and I appreciate us coming together tonight to talk about Black history, and I will say nothing else.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Brother David Israel.
Shalom. I would like to say Shabbat. Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai God. I would like to say Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lakim Min Haaretz. I would like to give all honor, all glory to Yah, Elohim, Yahweh. I would like to say, give a shout out to Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. And this is Rabbi Maury David Israel of Liberation Tabernacle, men, the Liberation Tabernacle, yeah. I would like to say we only follow the laws, statutes, and commandments. I would like to give a shout out to my good dear brother Maury Aria Israel, who is the host tonight of this show, the brother, man, great brother. And like I say, check us out on our YouTube page, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. And check us out on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on TalkShoot, you know, where we host, where I host Shabbat every Saturday night. If you can't catch it Saturday night, catch it Sunday morning. And like I said, we teach the law, statute, commandments to not call it brothers in here. We are real Israel, true Jews, Orthodox Hebrews. And I'd like to say I'll be here tonight teaching with my good dear brother Justice, who I love dearly. And like I said, shalom.
Yeah, shalom, shalom. Yes, sir. Quick question before we even get into this clip, because we're gonna build, we're gonna listen to the clip and build off the discussion of the clip. But as of the title goes, does Black History Matter? I guess we have to ask each one of our brothers: does Black History Matter to you, Justice, and Brother Dave, and myself? Does it matter to us, brothers?
It absolutely matters to me. And there's so many genres of our Black history that go unspoken, that we don't seem to, as a collective group of Black people, tend to appreciate the accomplishments of our Black people. And it could be due to what we call ourselves. A lot of times people don't like being called Black. And so there goes our Black history. So, like, those who tend to not worry about what we're being called or what we call ourselves or what society calls us or what we want to call ourselves, we can't seem to come together on that, what we want to call ourselves as far as a group. And then if we can't do it, then we separate ourselves based on not wanting to participate in the collective group of us all. So we're in a quagmire when it comes to having appreciation for Black history and the accomplishments of Black people in every genre of life that have to do with history making. Okay. Chief Rabbi, you want to jump in and say a few things?
Yes. I would like to say, as I go into Deuteronomy 28 and 37, we follow law, statute, commandments of Yah in Israel. Yeah, I believe that Israel is a home in the beginning of so-called Black Americans in America. We have, but so-called Black Americans in America, they're under a curse of what you would call the Americas. Or not just America, but so-called oppressors, which have so-called oppressed them for 400 years. Under their oppression, which a lot of them still are under, Deuteronomy 28:37 says, "You will be a source of an astonishment, a parable and a conversation piece among all the people where Hashem will lead you." So when we're looking at the proverb and the byword among all nations, whether Yah Hashem should lead you, when we're looking at so-called Black history, as we look at, I would say, yes, it matters in Black folks' eyes, but in America, hell no, it don't matter. So when I say the proverb and the byword among all nations, the proverb and the byword in America, which you all are called by every damn race, you see Latinos, you see Arabs, you see Chinese, you see everybody above you. I'm going to tell you some Black folks. They don't give a damn about y'all. Don't nobody give a damn about y'all. It matters in Black folks' eyes. But in America's eyes, where we reside, Black history does not matter. It does not matter. Hell no, it don't matter. So for me, Black history don't matter.
You said for you, Black, you said it does matter for you, but you said America, it don't matter. Last part you said, you said.
Yes. Yes. For Black people, Black history matters. But for America, hell no. And I'm in America, so hell no. I'm not Black.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you see anywhere where there is a concentrated effort where there, as we would, I guess we would say white people or white society is trying to stop us from teaching our history?
Hell no.
Let me say it again, because you said white, it don't matter to white America and here in America. So again, let me ask you a question again, because you said it don't matter to white America, I mean to America. So I guess you would say, you talk about white establishment. So again, I would have to ask this question. Do you see, is there a concentrated effort from white America, white establishment, from is stopping us from teaching our history, whatever it may be?
No, Black, no. No, it's not an effort to stop them. No, it's not. White people ain't stopping Black people from doing nothing. Black people be all on YouTube. They be all on the internet. They be all in the streets running their damn mouth. They ain't, white folks ain't banning them from saying nothing. It's black people can do whatever the hell they want. But what it is, they're under a curse, which from up, which under a curse of themselves. So they ain't not. Nah. There's not an effort to stop them biggest Black people bound by hell no.
Because the reason I'm asking that question, because all the reason I'm asking that question is because that subway into where we're going here with the governor of Florida. Because all the reason I asked you that question because you said it matters to Black people, but it does not matter to America. Now I don't know. I know Blacks. I thought
America,
we would.
America don't care about nobody Black.
America. So let's clarify when you say America, because when we say in America, America is a country, but America is made up of different ethnic groups, backgrounds, or what we say. We just say ethnic groups. So what? Who is this America that we speak of that don't care about Blacks? Is it so-called whites, the Hispanics, or the Asians? Who is this America? That's what I'm just trying to get some specifics. Who is it?
America is based off of the whole North America, the whole country, all 50 states. Don't nobody care about Black people. None of these states don't know no government, nobody, none of the city politicians, none of the damn the president don't give a damn about y'all in D.C. Don't nobody care about Black people. That's what I mean by America. The people that so-called rule America, the powers that be, that runs everybody else, the 10%, as Elijah Muhammad said, the 10%, the people that run America for real, don't nobody care about y'all. Don't nobody, they see that with, they show that when they turn y'all down for good corporate jobs, when they get rid of your ass and they fire you. Don't nobody care about them. Don't nobody care about no Black people. Black people don't even care about Black people. The people who are in charge of everything don't care about y'all.
Yeah, because I would say Black people are considered, whether some people want to acknowledge it or not, if you're born here, which means you're nationalized, you are an American. And I know some people who don't consider that, you know, some Blacks don't consider that because of certain ideologies and theologies they have. I'm not no goddamn American. So, well, I don't know. Like I said, well, if you're not American.
I'm American, and I'm going to tell you something. As American, Americans don't care about Black people.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, some people say, that, you know, some people might say, I'm not no damn American, but I would tell them, get on a plane and go to South Korea and go over there and talk crazy to Kim Jong Un, and I bet your ass you'd be hollering for American embassy to come help get your ass up out of there. Because you're not
American.
Then it'd be American like a motherfucker. Then I bet you. But I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm
an American. I'm a Hebrew American. But at the end of the day, America don't care about no damn black people. I tell you that. I am American. I'm a Jewish American. But guess what? Well, America don't care about black folks. I tell you that. I live this every day. Nobody care about no black Americans.
That's okay. I understand. But like I said, we have to care about ourselves first. Everything starts with self first. And the reason we were getting into this, does Black History Matter? Now, here's something. We look at this thing that's been going down in Florida. They have Ben Crump now is trying to sue. I forgot. I just made sure I looked up this. But he's, I think he's suing, I don't know if he's suing the governor. I should have paid attention to look this up earlier. Is he suing the governor or is he suing the state of Florida? I know he's suing because they're saying, if y'all have been hearing the news and things, and I heard today, it's funny, as we had already said we was going to do this show, a local radio station here, they was talking about Black history. And a brother called in and said he was an Israelite out there. He Hebrew. They call him Big Hebrew. And he said, I'm an Israelite. And he got on there reciting this same Democratic liberal lie. And we're going to prove to show y'all this is a lie. This same liberal damn lie is saying that the governor of Florida is, what's his name, Ron DeSantis, is trying to block Black history from being taught in school. And people have been throwing it out. Man, see the governor, man, that racist-ass Republican governor down there, man, he trying to block them from teaching Black history in the schools. And that is far from the truth. That is far from the truth. But when you hear these people talking about this and saying this, this is what they would have you believe. But again, a lot of us don't research and study to find out, or I would say, to get context. So when I heard this, first I had to go and listen to what he said. And this is what he said. Again, for you to get context, go and listen. It ain't about you liking that individual or whatnot, but if you want to hear something and somebody's saying that somebody's doing something, listen to what they're saying. Like I said, like they say, you always got to get both sides of the story. So get the context. And as I got the context, and not only did I get the context, I seen, I'm going to play this brother's clip. I got to get his show. It was several of them I could have played. But I actually have the books. I went and looked up the course books. Now, what they did is they have a 2002 version, and then now they have, since I guess all this controversy, I don't know, they have slightly edited, or I would say really not edit, but they have left some pages out, because I downloaded both the PDF files of the course, of this course. What was this, the AP African American course, history course? I downloaded now.
Yeah, I got a little something I can say about it. I looked up something real quick. I can read it real quick.
Okay, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. Famed civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump is planning to file a lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the rejection of an advanced placement African American studies pilot program. Crump announced the planned lawsuit during a Wednesday news conference at the Florida Capitol, where he was joined by leaders from the American Federation of Teachers, politicians, including South Florida State Senator Shervin Jones and three AP honor students who will serve as the lead plaintiffs. We are here to give notice to the Governor DeSantis that if he does not negotiate with the College Board to allow AP African American Studies to be taught in the classrooms across the state of Florida, that these three young people will be the lead plaintiffs in a historic lawsuit, Crump said. DeSantis reiterated Monday the state's rejection of the proposed course, saying it pushes a political agenda, something three authors cited in the state's criticism accused him of doing in return. DeSantis said his administration rejected the College Board's course because we want education, not indoctrination. It was revealed last week that the Florida Department of Education recently told the College Board it would bar the course unless changes are made. The state then issued a chart late Friday that states the course promotes the idea that modern American society oppresses black people, other minorities, and women, includes a chapter on black queer studies that the administration finds inappropriate, and uses articles by critics of capitalism. The governor said the course violates legislation dubbed the Stop Woke Act he signed last year. It bars instruction that defines people as necessarily oppressed or privileged based on their race. At least some writers the course cites believe modern U.S. society endorses white supremacy while oppressing racial minorities, gays, and women. The course on black history, what's one of the lessons about queer theory? Now, who would say that an important part of black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda, said DeSantis, a possible Republican presidential candidate in 2024. Florida House Democratic leader Patrice Driscoll called the administration's rejection of the course cowardly and said it sends a clear message that black Americans' history does not count in Florida. Imagine how boring and closed-minded we'd all be if we only met ideas that were agreed with, she said Monday. The College Board, after a decade of development, is testing an African American study course at 60 high schools nationwide. No school or state would be required to offer it after its scheduled rollout. The organization offers AP course across the academic spectrum, including math, science, social studies, foreign language, and fine arts, taught at college level. Students who score high enough on the course final exams usually earn course credits at their university. The College Board hasn't responded to emails and calls since Friday. It issued a statement last week saying it encourages feedback and will consider changes. The state, in its Friday chart, criticized five living authors. The Associated Press emailed them, and three responded. The section of Black Queer Studies included readings by Roderick Ferguson, a Yale University professor of women's gender and sexuality studies. The state says he explains, we have to encourage and develop practices whereby queerness isn't a searing or surrender to the state's the status quo of race, class, gender, and sexuality. Ferguson said that, quote, comes from an interview he did about his book, One Dimensional Queer. The book, he said, is a discussion of employment discrimination laws against LGBTQ and people to suppression of progressive movements in the U.S., police violence against minority communities, restrictions on immigration, and anti-black racism. It keeps going on and on. I don't know if you want me to continue or you want to play the clip.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, brother. They gave us that foundation on where we're going. And I ain't going to say it because the brother going to bring it up in the clip. Now, I'm going to play this clip here. I had another one I was going to play, but I think I'm just going to this one. Now, this clip that I'm going to play, I have to give credit to the brother right there on the African diaspora. Y'all, excuse my dog, my security team out there cutting up some, get somebody coming in my camera. But anyway, my Secret Service agents, my dogs. Yeah, so this clip is coming from right here, the African diaspora news channel. Y'all go and check that brother out, man. He did a clip on it, and we're gonna let him play it because he downloaded the get his perspective and let y'all hear what he has to say on this, because a lot of people, this brother has a well-known channel on YouTube, the Africa Diaspora news channel. Now, he has a well-known channel, and y'all want to see what he says after he read it. And on his YouTube video, he actually showed the document, and I have it right here on my screen as well. There's two of them, and I get to that after we listen to this clip momentarily. Let's play a little bit of this clip and see what it goes into.
So a lot of people are upset about the AP African American Studies course that Governor Ron DeSantis would not allow to be taught in Florida. Well, you heard the official narratives about that and how, you know, hey, you know, Ron DeSantis is, you know, look what he's doing, and oh, he just don't want black people to learn black history. So we got a chance to look at the curriculum and also why Ron DeSantis had actually blocked that particular AP course, because it's not your regular course, it's an AP course, advanced placement course, right? Let's go ahead on and listen to Ron DeSantis and why he said he blocked it, and then we'll follow behind that with a clip, like I said, of me just kind of going through some things and sharing with you what I didn't like about it. Let's go ahead and roll that.
State of Florida, our education standards not only don't prevent, but they require teaching black history, all the important things as part of our core curriculum. This was a separate course on top of that for advanced placement credit, and the issue is we have guidelines and standards in Florida. We want education, not indoctrination. If you fall on the side of indoctrination, we're going to decline. If it's education, then we will do. This course, so when I heard it didn't meet the standards, I figured, yeah, they may be doing serious. It's way more than that. This course on black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda. And so that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them. When you try to use black history to shoehorn in queer theory, you are clearly trying to use that for political purposes.
Governor, one of the AP studies that course parts have been listed as concerning is the topic of movements for black lives. Can you describe what about that is concerning, as some people are calling it, calling black history inferior?
Is that part of the part? So if you read actually what's in there, they're advocating things like abolishing prisons. Now that's a radical political position. You're free to take that in your own life. I don't think very many people would think that that would actually work. But how is that being taught as fact to be able to do that? And I also think it's not fair to say that somehow abolishing prisons is somehow linked to like black experience, that that's what black people want. I don't think that's true at all. I think they want law and order, just like anybody else wants law and order. So that is more of ideology being used under the guise of history, and we want to do history. That's what our standards for black history are. It's just cut and dried history. You learn all the basics, you learn about the great figures. And, you know, I view it as American history. I don't view it as separate history. You know, we have history in a lot of different shapes and sizes, people that have participated to make the country great, people that have stood up when it wasn't easy, and they all deserve to be taught. But abolishing prisons, being taught to high school kids, as if that's somehow a fact, no, that's not appropriate.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the actual course framework and exam overview of the AP African American Studies program that was rejected by Florida. As you can see, the contents here, but I want to scroll down all the way to the course framework. and the course framework here is you got the origin of the African diaspora here, and you have the practice of freedom, freedom, enslavement, and resistance, and then you have movements and debates. Now, of course, for me, I'm talking about just for me, the things that I have the problem with the most out of this that I've seen, and we're going to scroll down and look at this, is the black feminist movement, womanism, and intersectionality. What does that have to do with our history here in America at all? Matter of fact, the feminist movement has hurt our community. Intersectionality has hurt our community. This womanism crap has hurt our community because we was enslaved together. We went through Jim Crow together. We dealt with the black codes together, everything we did together. And then these people coming in trying to, you know, you're talking about gender warring. These people have the one that sparked off the gender war. And it's not a war. It's just an ideological differences. But these ideological differences is based off of, you know, white supremacist involvement in our, you know, family structure. They have another section here. I'm talking about weekly instruction for black identities. And then, of course, like I said, in this video, I'm not going to take the time to go through the whole thing. I could possibly do that on the podcast, but right now, you know, this, you know, we don't really do that type of long form. Not that long. You know, this is a live stream or something like that. But black women's rights and education, once again, we were always together. So this is that Democrat trying to cause more issues than problems. Because see what the Democrats do? They kind of do the rat poison strategy. In other words, rat poison is actually good corn, but it's a percentage of the strychnine that's in it that kills, you know, the rodent, right? And this is what they do to us. They give you a bunch of good stuff talking about, you know, civil war in black communities, you know, slavery and resistance and all this, and then they'll slip in all this other stuff. Now, let's go down here. You know, of course, violence of white supremacy, why would we be against that? But let's go here. See, here we go, black suffrage and women's rights. You understand this sort of thing? Now, if we go down here a little bit further, right here, where it says instructional focus, migration, pan-Africanism, and black internationalism, okay? I don't know why in a African American studies course you're talking about the Afro-Caribbean migration, even though I know people did immigrate here, but why do we need to focus on that? Now, Marcus Garvey and the UNIA, okay, that's part of stuff that we definitely, is our history, Marcus Garvey. You know, you got the Pan-African Congress. You know, it's interesting, even though I believe in connecting with the continent and all that, but when you're trying to focus on our history here, you know, I'm just curious about who really put this fully together. But you continue to go down here and the civil rights movement, the black power in the arts. But this is my main issue that I had more so than anything else. As you can see here, one topic, the black feminist movement and womanism, African-American women's history, and the meta language of race. Black feminist literary thought. Then you continue to go down here. Black queer studies. Yeah. This is what they're pushing in this AP African American Studies course. See, and then post-racial racism. What the hell is that? And colorblindness. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? This is why we must educate our own kids, because of this stuff right here. And we are crazy if we let them educate us. We are crazy. Not them. We are. So you heard what Ron DeSantis has said. He said about the queer studies thing. What they got to do, or queer theory, he said. What they has to do with black American history. I'm 100% right on that. I'm not saying Ron DeSantis is a fan of the black community. I'm not saying Ron DeSantis is doing us any favors. Not saying that whatsoever, right? But I will say, and actually you heard my issues with it, all the feminism, you know, womanism, all this, you know, throwing all that mess in there. Basically, the black man is non-existent, keeping the gender war stuff going on, talking about the, that has nothing to do with our history and community. Nothing. If I was the governor of Florida and I went through that, I would have rejected it based on what I had an issue with, or I would say, nope, take that part out, take that part. This has to do with our history. But I'm a black man, and I know my history, and I know what it is, because, see, I can tell you right now, and like I said earlier in that clip, we know good well the Democrats wrote that. We know that. Because that's what they like to do, like to push everything that's against us being together. Because when you're pushing this feminism, womanism, intersection out, when you're pushing all that, that has nothing to do with our history. That has nothing to do with the fight that we had since slavery all the way up to now. All that other mess, sexuality, and all the other stuff, that has nothing to do with us getting free. Nothing.
I'm going to stop it right. I'm gonna just stop it right there.
That was good.
Yeah, he had some more. It was some great points that he was making. That's why I want to play his clip. And like I said, y'all can go and check his clip out on the African Diaspora News Channel, man. And that brother, get that brother some thumbs up on that video. Let me see. Let me get y'all the name of that video. Trying to stop all this music in the back. Yeah, I'm trying to get y'all the name of it. Yeah, it's called on the African. It's called Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Was right to remove the AP African American Study course. That's the name of it. And I even seen a video, man, with old Luke Skywalker. Y'all know old Luke Campbell. He was even saying he thank Ron DeSantis as well. He thanked him for not doing it. He was like, we need to be teaching, as the brother said in here, we do need to teach our children our own history. But again, this is why we say it's Black History Matter. Yes, it does matter, but true black history. And like I said, and this is what we've been saying a long time ago, and I had been saying, oh, you know, we was first doing shows. People can tend to, when we talk about a lot of time about our blackness, and not to say you get rid of your blackness by being black. You can't take that off anyway. Even if you did to Michael Jackson, you still who you are. By identity and nationality, heritage. But see, when you have people keep playing us and focusing on your saying, just say your blackness, they tend to play you. And this is a lot of things, again, when they're playing us by trying to tell us, and see, we're not getting the full scope. I bet you nobody has played. All these people that go and tell you, see, they're trying to block the Black History course, or Black History. They ain't going to say really the course. They say they're trying to stop them from teaching Black History in Florida. But they won't go and give you the context of what he said. You heard him for himself. He said, well, hey, it's required that they teach Black History. It's required. Number one, again, like your brother said, damn, the school's requiring it. As at home, anyway, you should be teaching your children about their history. The hell with it. It shouldn't be no European teacher, Asian teacher, Mexican teacher trying to teach you about no black history in the first place. That is our job to teach. Whatever you want your children to learn, you should be teaching them that anyway, point blank. But trying to put all these damn emphasis in trying to sue a goddamn school system because they don't want to teach black history. But again, the flea flicker is that Ben Crump, them not truly telling y'all about this queer history. I have the book right in front of me, and I'm going to hurry up and let Justin them come in here. And like I said, it's two of them. It's two courses, what they have been slick with. Like the brother was reading, because he got his page. I seen he got his off of NBC News, because that's what he had across the screen on it. Now, there's just a trick to it. They have several courses that's coming out. All of them supposed to be the same African-American history courses. Now, the course that we were reading, that he reading, and the one I actually have in front of me, if y'all can go and look this up, AP African-American course coursework, But what you've got to do in the Google to get this one that has the black queer studies and all of that in there and the black feminists, you make sure you put in, this is how I had to do it, because when you just put in AP African-American study course, it's going to, you'll see official website, and the one they're going to actually try to give you is the one from 2023 through 24. And they have, I don't know if they try to cover it. They changed stuff because it has certain pages. It will say it'll be blank. And they said this page was deliberately left blank. That's what it says. When you go through some of the from 23 through 24, it said it has some blank pages. It said the pages were deliberately left blank. So did they try to take out the portions that said black queer studies and all this feminist? I don't know, because it's kind of different. They kind of try to slick edit it a little bit and take it out. But so you want to get the one from the course study, African-American course study from 22. You want to get that one from 2022. And this the one, it has all about the black feminist movement. And like he said, it has nothing about men, like, you know, what men accomplish. It has all this stuff about women stuff. But anyway, on page 25 of the one from 2022, here's what it says, the black queer studies. It says this is what it has beside it. It says topic number 4.19, black queer studies. This topic explored a concept of the queer of color scenario. It says, grounded in black feminism, this topic explore the concept of queer of color. It says, grounded in black feminism, and I got to say this word slow, y'all, intersectionality. I had to look that damn word. Like, what the hell is that? Because I didn't know what the hell that stuff is. They coming up with all these goddamn things. I don't know what the hell that is, a crazy stuff is. Yeah. But y'all see what it says? The queer of color is grounded in black feminism and intersectionality. It says, as a black study lens that shifts sexuality studies towards racial analysis. Damn. Y'all see what they saying here, man? Y'all see what they say? It says, as a black study lens that shifts sexuality studies towards racial analysis. Do we need to be teaching our children this bullshit? And then, like I said again, they have talk about black feminism. And there's a lot of things. Like the brother just broke it down, though. He gave y'all this. It's black feminist movement and womanism, whatever the hell that's supposed to be. But the brother made an excellent point, and that's why I played that, so we won't have to talk too much on this one. Now talk about the Black Power Movement and the Black Panther Party. Okay, that's cool. I see no problem with that, because, hell, they got movies on the Black Panthers and all type of stuff. So that was that again. Nobody is hiding that. But as the brother was saying, what the hell does the queer movement and things of that nature, homosexuality and all of that has to do with our history? Because just think about this one. When we talk about people who accomplished some things to help us get our liberation and our freedom, and whether it was through the civil rights movement, well, we say emancipation and the civil rights movement. Only thing we would like to know, who are these people? Like, we can talk about going back. Brother said Frederick Douglass, when my brother Justice came in doing the Black History Facts, he mentioned Brother Frederick Douglass. We'd like to know those names. We don't give a fuck, well, what was his sexuality? Was he gay? Was he straight? Who gives a fuck about that? Because we know that he was instrumental in, with Abraham Lincoln and them, to, you know, with the emancipation. He was put against that. He was pushing for that. And we even go back to the civil rights movement. Now, you had, as they say, homosexuals or gay people in the civil rights movement. Now, I hope I get his name right. What was his name? James Baldwin? The big-eyed guy. Yeah. Now,
James Baldwin.
They say he was a homosexual. Yeah. But here's the thing about it. Now, if we would look at it and say, well, accomplishment, whatever he did to help push for civil rights, we would look for that and said, just look at those great accomplishments and how he was instrumental in pushing for us to get our so-called civil rights. Whether he was gay or straight, turquoise, yellow, green, and all, actually, who gives a fuck about, excuse me, let me slow down. Who gives a damn about that? Because when you are being oppressed, if somebody kidnapped you and held it, was holding you in captivity or as a hostage for 10 years, and somebody, you know, seen you came along and they seen you in a cellar, you in a basement somewhere, and they peeping through the window and they see you down there all tied up, and they go, man, I'm trying to rescue you. You're not going to ask, are you gay or you straight? You're going to say, hey, man, help get me out of this. You don't care what they are. You want them to help free you. You don't care about they are homosexual or shit. You want to be free. You've been held in captivity and bondage for 10 fucking years in somebody's basement. So we don't give a... That's what I'm saying. Pause the history. We're looking at who were the people and how did they help us in our freedom fight. We give a fuck about what their sexuality was. If LGBT them, that y'all want to put that in y'all, what you call it, y'all museum of homosexuality, hey, that's fine. That's on y'all. But we don't need to know all that shit. The children don't need to know that. They just need to know how these people accomplished and helped us today. But I'm gonna stop right there, and I'm gonna let my brothers them come on in here, man. What do y'all think about this craziness, man? About these lies that they are trying to put, that somebody's trying
I'll
to stop
you.
The history.
I'll say that if I was the governor of Florida and that AP African American course thing came across my desk and I read it, I'd toss it right over there in the trash. Because, in my opinion, DeSantis did do us a favor by throwing it in the trash. Because that's where it belongs.
That's right.
And it's a shame where we are the initiators of fighting for our rights, fighting to be respected as human beings. In this country, we are the ones who came out in rallies to protest and to show that we were in solidarity with each other for freedom and justice and equality in this country. And so we had our people out there. People who came before us was out there on the front line getting their heads knocked in and getting dogs and stuff sicked on them and water hoses sprayed on them and being hit by billy clubs and stuff by the police, so-called, you know, protectors and servers. And so from back then, when our people started gaining more consciousness about how more important it is for us to stay together and to be united, was when we came up with Black Pride, being proud of who we are and being proud to be Black. Worry about what the white man think about us or anybody think about us, because we together as a people. We coming together on our Blackness, which is collectively in the spectrum of Black people or people of color in America, no matter what religion you are or claim to be, you are considered a Black person in America. And at that point where we claim being proud to be Black and to have Black pride and to have unity and love for ourselves and each other, that was something that was a great feat that we accomplished. and we came to grips with having love for ourselves by calling each other respectful names towards one another when you greeted a black person. We didn't call each other the N-word when you came upon another person of color or black person. You were black, whoever, in your mind, whatever you see another black person as, when you saw them back then, you didn't call them out of their name when you saw them, because you had came to grips with, okay, we are where we are, and we're going to call each other terms of endearment, brothers and sisters. And it got to the point with the love of having the love and the black pride. It made you gain a lot of clairvoyance to where you just had an understanding that now we've advanced to a level of soul brothers and sisters, because we are enveloped in our souls for the love that's in our hearts for ourselves and each other. So we are a soul brother and a soul sister, soul grandmother, soul grandfather, like soul. They was brother, soul brothers and sisters. Everybody had an afro. Everybody was representing the naturality of our love and our blackness of who we are, and to come to grips with having love for yourself. Not everybody didn't do it. Everybody from the South didn't have the same opinion of who they were, and certain people up in the North didn't embrace that attitude towards who they were as well. A lot of people didn't come to that whole epiphany of a love for self and kind. They still had self-hate inside them, and so they would not want to claim any blackness. They would not want to be with the black people, because white people said black is bad and black people are less than and black is evil. And if you black, it's something wrong. If you claim you black, then that's a problem for you, because white don't like black in America. It's all really something to do with mental enslavement. See, a lot of us have been what we would classify as having been deduced to having menticide, where the battle has been won in our heads or in our minds, because that's where the battle has been. It's a battle for your mind and what you think and how you think. So for me, for what DeSantis did, I appreciate that. Despite whatever political party is under, he's right about this is a political tool or measure that they're using to advance this gay agenda. We are the people who started anything having to do with pride. And I can't find 10 black, I can't find 10 proud black people anywhere. I'll be looking all the time. And we started the whole thing. Meanwhile, all across the country, there's pride parade. Gay pride parades all across the country. I ain't seen a black pride parade ever. They stole our civil rights. You hear these LGBTers now talking about they've been violated, their civil rights are being violated. I'm like, I'm people turning over in their graves right now. When they find that out, they flipping over in their grave when they listening to this, for what they went through to get some civil rights, And I had some people coming up under you, up under, because you black, and now the black gay women done separated out of black people and being black, and they went over there and helped them steal having gay pride, because they got some black over there, they can say pride. You're not supposed to be proud to be gay. There's nothing to be proud of. But why? Here they are, proud of it. Proud to be abnormal. Proud of it. We can't find 10, I can't find 5 proud black men nowhere. I can't find 5 of them. Should I flood the earth for now or what? Or is there 10 proud black men anywhere? Or 20 or for 100? Is there any proud black people anywhere, really? Or no, all y'all want to be everything else, and anything black is bad because the white man said it is. And you love the white man so much, you with him. Anything he say that's good or bad about black people, you going, oh, no, I ain't black. I'm stepping away from that, boss. Yeah, you can tell, you can say anything you want about them. Meanwhile, you look just like them, and somehow you don't identify with them. It's mind-boggling. It's a battle for your mind. Here's the thing that they call, it's called associate identity disorder. Associate identity disorder. This is something Herschel Walker got diagnosed with having. Associate identity disorder. Now, if you want to do yourself a favor, you can look up the term disassociate identity disorder. That's it right there, y'all. Disassociate identity disorder. That means you disassociate yourself from who you are and your people, and it's based on you're not wanting to embrace your identity of who you come from, your mother and father or so. And then the disorder is that it's a disorder because you're not in your right frame of reference or thinking. That's why it's called disassociate identity disorder. You don't associate with who you are. You're associating with everything other than who you are. Now, I'm not talking to anybody in general. I'm just talking. I can't find 5 proud black people. I can't find a black pride parade. Nobody even trying to start one. I can't get an Afro week developed. I would love to have an Afro month where everybody wear their Afro for the month. You pick your hair out, take all your braids out. You do whatever you got your hair, do everybody pick your braid and be proud. And for the whole month, be proud to be natural and to have you and to look like you supposed to look, like a natural black man and woman, not being out of your natural black mind.
Justice.
All right. Go next.
Justice, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? It's a lot, kid. McCall breaking up. All right. So I would like to say that I follow the law, statute, commandments of Yah. Now, Governor DeSantis, you know, I was hearing what he was saying, and I was hearing what Luke Skywalker said. Now, I agree with Yah. Now, something that regardless if we're black, white, Spanish, Hebrew, whatever it is, one thing that I respect about that Governor DeSantis said was, you know, what does LGBT got to do with history? Mm-hmm. Now, something that I want Justice to look at. Justice, and I love you, my brother. I respect you. But, you know, and what you're saying, now, I follow the Torah. Now, you go to Leviticus and the Torah, Leviticus 18:22, let me get that scripture out in my tour, because when it comes time for, like I said, black people, Leviticus 18:22 said, you should not lie with the man as one lies with the woman. It's abomination. That's a part of the Torah, not to lie down with mankind as a woman. Now, Governor DeSantis was saying, what does the LGBT got to do with black history? Justice, I know there's gay people that wear afros. There's pro-black gay people. There's pro-black Uncle Tom. There's pro-black Uncle Toms. Me and Moray Ariad, we joke about this all the time. We get Israelite brothers out here who are proud Israelite brothers. But they got white girls. They over there, they got what you call earlier, I said, America does not care about black history. Let me tell you something, Justice. There's white people who walk around with afros. I'll tell you that I dated a white girl who wore a white girl who would do more black shit than black. Than the average black person. I'm gonna tell you something. I see more white girls with aunt crosses than sisters. So I'm gonna tell you something. All that wearing afros and all that shit, that don't mean nothing, Justice. That don't mean nothing. The fact that we have this LGBT issue, sexuality being brought into the black community, okay, with the school system, with black history, that's something that we have, that black people should know right or wrong with not doing with doing. I'm going to tell you something. There's an issue, me and Moray Ariad, we talk about this all the time, about the LGBT community, how the LGBT community, how a lot of them have stuck their doctrine into the school system the way they have drag queens reading to the damn kids. We talk about this shit all the time. There's something that me and Moray Ariad had sent me earlier, and I'm going to read it. He sent me a video of a brother that we knew he was in the Panthers, Quanell X. He was representing a sister. Now, this sister, listen at this. This is a damn shame. This black sister who Quanell X was representing, he had to represent this sister. According to News 21 News channel, a six-year-old black, and this was a black boy, was repeatedly raped by an older boy on Adeline ISD school bus, his mother said. Now, Cornell X was representing this woman because this was in Houston, Texas, because of the fact that did not care about this little boy, black boy, being raped on the school bus. Now, he was not raped by a teacher. He wasn't raped by a school bus driver. It was a six-year-old being raped by another elementary school kid. This is pitiful justice. This is goddamn.
All right,
Let me finish. We're talking about black history. Now, we're talking about black history. Does that matter? It does not goddamn matter.
Yes, it does.
Like this going on with LGBT, that instilling this so much, not black youth, that black youth are raping each other wrongfully, like a nigga in prison. So instead of teaching this fucking black history, we need to teach some morals. We need to teach these commandments to our black kids. It's a shame. They have so much drugs in the black community. I'm going to tell you something, Justin. Growing up, they used to have a program called DARE. DARE was about not teaching the kids not to do drugs. I'm going to tell you something. Do you know they have took out DARE in the Virginia school system? They no longer have DARE in the school system. Teach our kids not to be on drugs.
All right, Chief Rabbi. We got to have a dialogue, bro. Let's go back and forth here. Hold on. Now, you want to say black history don't matter, and I can't at least just let you go on without kind of questioning you a little bit about why, because you don't seem to want to be rescued by somebody who might be able to save your life. It seemed like you would rather just let that opportunity pass you by. So I'm saying, if you can't open up your eyes.
I grew up in the country, Justice. I live in the hood now. I'm going to tell you something. Black people shoot each other every day with dreadlocks. There's black people that shoot each other.
That's a low percentage compared to the whole community.
Justice, I love you. But listen, black history white people, we know they don't give a fuck about black people. We know everybody's don't give a fuck about black people. But just look at this. The morals black people have for each other is no longer there. You were just saying that
because you're the one that's helping to continue that or to advance that instead of embracing who you are and having some love for yourself and your kind. You don't seem to want to do that.
I'm not loving black people. I'm trying to teach them morals, how to love each other and not to do drugs.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, but you can't still at the same time say black history don't matter.
It don't.
Just because white people, just because white people somehow say black history don't matter, you're going to go ahead along with it when you know good and well that black history really do matter. You know it. You talking about Afros. Hold on. You talking about the Afro. Do you know that the Afro is something that is worn all over the planet by different people who are black from that live in different regions of the world?
That Afro. Dolomite
okay.
Damn album, you
pimping
black woman.
I'm saying that is something that is a around the world, a universal. When you see somebody with an Afro, you looking at somebody that's from your roots, that look like you somewhere.
Damn, fuck Afro, and she was damn hoeing and slutting her damn movies.
The whole point is to embrace your natural hair. But you tell black women you don't want to see them with the weaves and all that. Do something with their natural hair. See, we got to love our hair. We got to love our skin. We need to love who we are and love our history and not hate who we are and hate our history and say our history don't matter. That's not true. Our history matters. And you going all the way away from where we can start talking about how our history matters. Look at how great some of the accomplishments of our people. If it wasn't for a man like Charles Drew, then there wouldn't have been how to retain blood plasma to save lives. There's a black doctor way back in the 40s and 50s who came up with how to save blood plasma.
We don't love one another. Justice.
You don't love nobody. You don't. It starts with you. You got to start it. If you don't want to never do it, then it won't get done. It starts with you.
I don't want to do it. I'm trying to say people need to get back on following the law, statutes, commandments.
That's fine. But you can't disassociate yourself. You're going to have disassociate identity disorder. That's what you're going to end up with.
Black people. I teach black people how to love one another, justice. The book of Exodus 20 and 13 says, Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor your father and your mother so that your days will be lengthened upon the land of Hashem, your God gives you.
You're not honoring them. How are you honoring them by saying our black history don't matter and you're not black? How are you a dishonor? You're dishonorable for even reading that.
It would be dishonoring.
Chicago is a black city. They kill each other every goddamn day.
Bro, they don't worry about somebody killing each other. You got to help us get it all together. We got to each one teach one to help each other, not talk all bad about everything.
Yeah.
Talk about how we can change that. How can we improve that? What can we do to fix the violence?
That's right.
Give me some solutions, Dave. Hey, Dave, give me some solutions to some of the problems.
I'm trying to teach the Torah.
But Brother David, that's not the time.
You lose credibility, bro, when you don't have no love for yourself and your kind. You lose all credibility. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and what you're talking about right now, David, that is a different place and time to do what you're talking about. And what you're saying and what you're trying to do, Brother Dave, is what you're talking about actually is something separate. History. Talking about teaching history is different. Okay, the point about us not loving each other, that's true. Well, you know, how we have a disdain, not all of us, but what we're doing to each other in this disdain, where that has nothing to do with history. That has nothing to do with us teaching our history. Now, a lot of that is I don't know what it is, to be honest, to put a name to it, but some people might say self-hatred and I don't know if you might say a moral issue, but that still has nothing to do with teaching history. Now, if we want to say, you know, if there was 1,000 black men killed each other, what was it? What was now? Here's history. It'd be a negative history. They say in the city of Memphis this last year, 400 black men either killed, got killed in the city of Memphis. They black on black crime killed each other. That's a record that was set. So that goes down as history. But that does not, you know, has anything to do, you know, with saying that why they killed each other. We're talking about history, accomplishment. So it's kind of like what you would throw into the equation, and I'm not trying to put you in the category with what those liberals were trying to do, but that would be the same thing as inserting. We're talking about black history, the accomplishments and things that our people did to get us to, you know, to even where we at today. And inserting queer theology and stuff into black history that has nothing to do with black history. Sexuality has nothing to do with black history. So yeah. It would be saying about how we hating each other that has nothing to do with black history. That's a separate issue. That's a separate topic. Now, there's an issue. Not a history. There is an issue that has to be dealt with, and that's a different place and time for that. Now, like you said, now that was something that maybe you would probably speak about, like you said, when you speak about it, and the on the Liberation Tabernacle on your Bible classes, but and that would as a place and time for that. Even when you're teaching the Torah, see, you have to have as a place and time for each different topic that we have. You know, because that's why you see on Shabbat. Notice, and I'm going to get back to the history. I don't teach. I don't like. That's why certain things you hadn't been seeing me do certain things on Shabbat. Because Shabbat is actually for what? Honestly, technically, what? It's a day of rest, true enough. But actually, it's like we have a service of worshiping. Like we have supposed to be having services and worshiping. We're not supposed to be talking about anything other than the service of the Most High or anything of that nature. We're not supposed to be talking about either whether it's black on black crime, none of that. That's totally different. So everybody, a lot of people have been doing even Shabbat's wrong. You're not supposed to deal with none of that issues on that day. So that's why you don't see me doing basically Shabbat classes, because they're supposed to be like a worship service or praise service. You know, so I haven't even been doing that. But anyway, I understand what you're saying, but that has nothing to do with our history. And saying that nobody cares about our history, I can't even agree with that one, Brother Day, because number one, even look, and here's something I tell y'all about politics again. And a lot of our black people, some people love it. Some people, I mean, I ain't say love it, I say it. They agree with politics. Some don't. And that's everybody's prerogative. That's your right. See, that's the thing about it. As American, as in here in this country, we're going to say America, you have the right to even do that. Some countries, your ass ain't got the right to do nothing. You ain't got the right to vote for no president. You can't say a damn thing. But here's the right. It's your right. But here's something, again. When we talk about, I don't care about politics. I don't care about, it don't matter to me. Fuck politics. Fuck this so-and-so. And I'm not telling nobody to go vote. I'm just saying, speaking about politics. We say we don't, even what they brought up about inserting queer, the feminist stuff inside of black history, and like the governor said, that's a political thing. You can't get away from politics. You can't. I don't give a damn how you try. Politics is inserted in everything, even in religion. It's there. But again, when we say we don't give a damn about the politics, I don't give a fuck what they do. Well, here's the thing. That is a governor who is a politician fighting his other politicians or political people who's trying to insert something or masquerade something inside of our history. As we try to teach our history, they try to masquerade something else that has nothing to do with our history. And that's a politician who blocked it. Like, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. No, you
so
don't.
That shows that he cares. The man cares. He's like, yo, what y'all doing here? This is crazy.
And
like,
he,
how in the heck y'all doing this?
Injustice.
Cause, and number injustice. One, again, we can't say, because what did he stop it from? He stopped it from being taught what? And the part of black history to who? Black children. They could like say, fuck them. I don't give a fuck about them. Like he said, we want to educate the children. And number one, when he actually said, when he was talking about black history, he said, our babies. Now people say, well, fuck him. He don't give a fuck about it. But he stopped something that was happening to black people, a program, and he said it, an agenda that's coming
right
into the minds of young, impressionable, and he even said the word impressionable young
right
black children's mind.
The man
so
is correct.
The
man
politics,
is correct.
The politicians stop these people from inserting this shit or allowing this to become
I'm,
law
I'm
of the
so
land.
I'm so glad he did.
Eat.
Oh, my God. I am so glad he stopped him.
Yes.
Go ahead, Chief Rabbi. Go ahead, brother.
So, for me, I understand what you were saying, Maury Aria. I understand that. But what I was trying to get at is, and y'all kind of miscommunicated. Y'all got it kind of construed and messed up what I was trying to say.
Now, we hear what you're saying, brother, but we're just telling you this is there's a time and a place for that, what you're saying. You are inserting, like I said, I don't want to try to put you in a category with them, but the same thing, you are inserting something else about us hating each other with the thing about us teaching black history. That has nothing to do with us about it, black history.
Right. You don't need to throw in some negatives because we talk about something else that is negative that is in a different hemisphere.
Yes.
Now, like you said, Dave, I'm going to let you go here, Dave. But now what you're saying that what we're doing to each other can be written as history. Now, this could be if somebody want to put this in history later on 20 years from now, and we were right about look how the black people in 2022, look how they was doing each other, how they was killing each other, look how they was doing it. That would go down in history. But to say why we're doing it to each other, that has nothing to do with history, bro. That's what we're saying. That had nothing to do – That's an action
we
that's
would
going
do,
on.
Right.
It's not a rep. Go ahead.
Chief, we would do another show dealing with the killings and dealing with why it's happening and how we got to where we are and how and what's the solution to change what's going on. That's what we would
go.
Do. But this is a different show tonight, Chief.
Let's just. Black History Matter. Let me tell you something. Black
you said no
matter.
Already, so go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I said no, it don't matter. Let me tell you something. The reason why I said that shit, if you look at, okay, like I was saying earlier, Ron, the Mr. DeSantos, DeSantis,
Florida governor.
Yeah, listen, shut up and let me finish.
I'm trying to help you. Go ahead. So we can know who you're talking about, everybody.
Okay. The governor of Florida was talking about how the LGBT has came into our people's community and has tried to push that into our people's communities. The reason why I brought up about that 6-year-old boy, black boy being raped on the school bus, because look at what that has done. I was bringing up before you came in with all that garbage about how the LGBT had with the drag queen reading to the kids and all the LGBT being brought into the black community, how that has destroyed our kids' minds. I'm agreeing with Mr. DeSantis here. I'm agreeing with
right,
what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I'm trying to say. The reason why I say it doesn't matter, black history does not matter, because we don't teach our kids morals. We got to, as black history, and we was agreeing with each other, but at the same time disagreeing. Instead of showing them afros and all that stuff, we need to show them kings like King Solomon, King David, you know. These are black, so-called black history figures for me. So that's why I say Moses, you know, Elijah, Elisha, these are what we call in Hebrew the Nevi'im, the prophets. These are figures, strong figures for me. Joel, Amos. So this is what I'm trying to say. We need to push this, you know, these brothers and sisters in history.
What do you call black people? Chief Rabbi, what do you call black people other than black people? What's your term?
Well, Judah.
Judah? Okay, so can we have a Judah History Week? Judah History Parade? Huh?
You mean by Judah History Parade? What do you mean?
Excuse me?
Look, what do you mean? You should already
I'm
know
saying.
This. We should already
I'm saying, you, if you want to, you looking at all the black people as Judas, right?
No, I don't look at all black people as Judas. I'm only talking
I'm saying, what do you call the black people in America other than black? What's your term?
Well, if your people are slave descendants, okay, who were slaves and all that, I say Judah. But the people who aren't.
Okay, so we can't have a Judah Pride Parade. Black Judah Pride? Not, you can't use black. So Judah Pride Parade, would that help? And then we all as black people get behind you and we all just embrace Judah. Would you like that? And would you then say that Judah history is the same, or we can grasp hold to all of the accomplishments that we have done in this country for the last 200 years and just to embrace all of that and say, yeah, those were our people and we have honor for them and we respect everything they did, whether it was the jazz musicians or the doctors and or the scientists or the people who built and designed Washington, D.C., and people who, you know, heart surgeons, the first brain surgeons, people who invented electricity and light bulbs and things like that. Would you respect and honor them people if they were called Judah?
Let me say this, Justice.
No, just answer the question. Would you respect and honor them? If you call all of those people who did all those things, like Billie Holiday, this great, you know, the singer, and Cab Calloway, and Ray Charles and them, and you go back to Frederick Douglass and them, and you go, you know, go back and, you know, you get Carter G. Woodson and them, you know. And would you say, okay, these is all Judas people, right? All these people who did these things, they Judas. They're the tribe of Judah, whatever it is. And we going to somehow, even if it was just in secret, we going to say this is the Judah parade, you know. But, you know, would you embrace and would you respect that and would you push that?
What, this is what I will push. I will push for my people to do righteous things. I'll push righteous black people who do right. Now, these black Americans in America, because like I said, my people are Americans. I'm Judah, so-called Hebrew brother from America. My people are so-called African Americans. So for me, I honor my people who do right.
So it seems like you like African American better. You'd rather be called African American other than Jewish or second from like from okay, say black, African American or Judah. Like which one could you use?
My people are blind, deaf, dumb. Like I was saying earlier, there are a lot of them black folks are cursed. They're under this curse. right now. They don't know who they are.
But okay, so which one would you be? I mean, which one would you grab? Judah, African American, or other, something else?
I consider myself a Jew.
Okay, so you're not part of the rest of the people somehow just because you consider yourself Judah. You don't want to be the rest of us. You don't want to have nothing to do with everything all the other people who came before you did that might even be in your bloodline. You don't want nothing to do with that, right?
I have something to do with them when they're pushing righteousness and they're pushing.
Okay, but they came before you. They was already doing righteousness. They was already doing the first black man to do this, the first black woman to do that. They already did all that. So,
I claim them.
You would claim them? Okay, so what's the problem with embracing all of us, no matter what we call ourselves or what the white people have called us over the times? You know, they used to call us the colored people. Now, that's the most absurd thing that I ever heard somebody call somebody, colored. Like, how in the hell in anybody's frame of in their mind could call somebody colored is beyond me. You can't look at somebody and say you're colored without being an extreme bigot. You can't look at somebody's skin and say you're colored. And then we got to run with being called colored. People would be like, I'm a colored man. And embrace that because somebody called us a name like this and told the rest of us, this is what you are. You guys are colored, and this is your damn name. And you're going to take it and run with it, and that's what we'll be putting on your birth certificate. Okay? And so now you got some people who've been called this colored thing for so long. Colored. For so long that when somebody would step and say, well, you know what? You know, you are a member of the black race. And this is somebody like Marcus Garvey coming along and say, you know, you're great people. You're black people. Up you mighty race. Accomplish what you will. He said, up you mighty race. Accomplish what you will. He's talking about the black race, the black people. He said race first, no matter where you come from. No, wait, no matter where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. Okay, the root of all people came from Africa, according to legend and the scientists and whatnot. And let me finish.
Justice, listen. Listen, Justice, this is the thing you got to look at. This is what you got to look at. When you are dealing with black people, black Americans, this is what you got to look at. A lot of these black Americans that we see, okay, that crying about black history. These are black people that wear a damn afro once a damn month. And then as soon as they go in for a job interview or anything, to take that shit off.
No, and that is not the case in America. Do you know there's a thing called the Crown Act that's been passed? The Crown Act that you cannot discriminate on the rate on the basis of how a black person wear their hair. There's all kind of lawyers with dreads or what you call locks, rather. Locks. I got a lawyer here in Philly. He got locked all the way down to his ankles, but he's one of the best lawyers in Philadelphia.
And that was a part of our struggle to obtain that, too. It was part of the struggle. All right.
Hey, Chief, stop worrying about how somebody wear their hair. You need to stop that. You don't have no love for how your hair is or our people's hair. You worrying about if they wear an afro or not. Okay? That's ridiculous. You know, everybody had an afro when I was born. Everybody black or Hebrew or Jew, whatever you want to call them, had an afro when I was born.
And you too, when you was born. Everybody had, you had one too. So what you running around, you scared of, you don't like afros because white people, you think that intimidate white people. You so, you, what about these white folks? Get them out your head, fool.
Hey, just
always worry about how white people, what they think. Damn white people, what they think.
I don't have a issue with that shit. Let me tell you.
Yes, you do. You got a huge issue of it. Now, I'm going to stop. I'm going to let you go ahead.
Okay, listen, Justice. Let me tell you something, Justice. Let me tell you something, Justice. This is what you got to look at. This is what you got to look at, Justice. When you're getting into, okay, Black History Month, the whole program does Black History Month matter.
Black
people it do, but white people it don't. And it don't matter to me. Let me tell you why. Let me further explain the reason why I say it don't matter to me. Because, like I said earlier, we brag about all of this shit black people have done. Honorable Elijah Muhammad was this great leader. Marcus Garvey was this. Malcolm X is this. But we only do that in February. We only do this in February. That's why the governor of Florida is talking about taking it out.
You need to make up your mind first. You saying we only do this in February. Now you part of the conglomerate, but other than that, you not. Like, make up your mind, man, which side of the fence you going to be on. You can't walk on the fence. Get on the right side of the fucking fence. Get on the right side of the fence, first of all.
Why the fuck are you only talking about Black History Month in February?
And no, Dave, let me throw in something, bro. That's not the only time. We black people discuss history. I guess it depends on what crowd you're with. But we discuss history all the time. You know, black people discuss black history all the time. February is just a month that it's basically highlighted. It's like everybody else has a month, a week, or something that they highlight. I forget the Hispanics got. Cinco de Mayo and things of this nature. It's just something, a set apart month. Like, it was just a week at one time. The history, it was just 1 week at first.
Week. In 1926, Negro History Week, originated by Carter G. Woodson, is observed for the first time in 1926 on this date, February the 7th.
Yes. And so now it's just a month that people can look and reflect on the accomplishments that we have, like I said, we have achieved and accomplished the goals and the strives and the struggles that we have accomplished.
They was called Negroes. They was called Negroes too, Chief.
Yes,
Negroes. A Negro Week, man.
And Dave, I would say it like this, since you go into the Israelite thing. It's just like when you have the days of Passover, where it's just something that you memorialize what happened. If you say in Kemet, it's no different. Sharing about the history, like Israelites supposed to be teaching history, they supposed to teach the history all the time about what happened and this, that, and other. Same thing. It's just a reflection. It's just that this is just a month that people just reflect on it more and teach. But like I said, the history is taught all the time. It's supposed to be taught all the time. It's not, you know, it's just a reflection month. It's like anything, man. It's like it. Just something where we all get together, where everybody get together. Just
Chief. Hey, man, we was called Afro-Americans at one time, man. We was coming out of being a Negro. I'm tired of being a Negro. Call me an Afro-American. Damn.
Yeah, man. I said the history does matter. I mean, I don't get it. Because, again, is when we start saying that Black history does not matter, that's when it's just like what people are doing. And this is what the governor of Florida is saying. People will come in and dilute your damn history and put other stuff in there. And this is where we have to protect our history by keep teaching it. Like I said, if we don't keep teaching this stuff, man, a lot of our children later on, that's why I said again, later on down the line, they're going to think that Dr. King fought for gay rights during the Civil Rights Movement. That's what they're going to think about. It wasn't about the Civil Rights Movement. It was not about
so-called. You're so right. You are so right. That's what they're trying to do.
We have to fight to keep teaching our history. So when we're saying it doesn't matter, or it does not matter, okay, don't teach it and see what happened. Don't teach it and see what happened. That's why a lot of things now we don't know shit. We coming to try to find it out. We're trying to, coming into the own to try to find it out.
Stop being a self-hater. Such a self-hater, man. Stop self-hating yourself and everybody. And you don't like nothing. Stop being a self-hating.
I'm a self-hater. Why don't y'all teach this shit every day to your kids? Why don't y'all teach this to your kids every day then?
We just told you, Dave, some people are, brother. That's why they have certain private schools, Black schools that teach these type of things, bro. So you might not know it, brother. You might not know it outright, but there's things that people have this type of stuff that are teaching.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said again, you think about what Black History Month is, bro. It's, come on, man. It's like when the Jews have the thing where they will observe on a national level the Jewish Holocaust. But hell, they probably be teaching it all the time. But they just have a day that they set aside where it's on a national holiday. They do observe it on a national.
Don't the Nation of Islam got Malcolm X University?
Now that I don't know. Got to be with that one. I don't know. I mean, we got a history book right here, African American history. But I have several of them. African American called history books.
Me too. I got so many of them. Mm-hmm.
And this is, like I said, this is great for our people to know, man, the struggle that our people went through. And this is the reason we have to teach again, because, like I said, if you don't know where you came from, you never know where the hell you're going, and you can easily take your ass right back into it.
Hey, you know what? I had to tell my cousin one time. He's another one, self-hater. I had to tell him because he only wanted to claim to be Black during Black History Month.
Damn.
So I told him, I said, you only want to be Black when it's convenient to be Black. And that was it. And we ain't talked in years.
Damn. Ain't that some justice? And you sitting up there telling me about this Black History Month. Let me tell you something, man. Black people, we need to get back into loving one another. And to stop shooting and to stop trying to get each other fired. I'm going to tell you something, Justice. There was a job I had got a couple years back. They had the shop that I was with, it was about 95% Asian. And then they had me, two sisters, and one brother that was a supervisor. Do you know, and I tell this story all the time, I have severe sleep apnea and narcolepsy. Now, I passed out. Do you know, instead of somebody getting me help, one of the Asian ladies, Filipino ladies, took a video and picture of me and said I was asleep. Do you know that the Black supervisor, when they told me that had happened, that they had caught me a picture of me falling asleep, do you know when I brought in medical documents, do you know that they still fired me, the company? Do you know what the Black, what they told me, It was a Filipino lady that took the picture. And do you know who else also took pictures of me? The black, the only two or three black ladies in the shop. And do you know what the day that I got fired, you know what that black supervisor told me? You should have thought about what you did. Do you know what his wife looked like?
What?
His wife wasn't white. His wife was black, dark black. He told me, you should have thought about what you did. I never disrespected nobody in that shop. So, Justin, when we're talking about this Black History Month, this was a pro-black black man, but he did this to another brother. Justice, Black History Month don't give them. It don't matter to nobody.
Dang.
It don't matter. Black people say all this Black History Month shit.
You confusing, brother. You confusing yourself. See what I'm gonna tell you what you're doing, and I don't mean no harm. I love you, but I gotta tell you what you're doing. Again, what you're saying, I agree with you. How we're treating one of the actions, how we're treating one another. I agree with you on that. But what you're doing, you are mixing the two together. The history, again, is our plight here in America. What our people have been through, and the struggles and our achievements, what we have accomplished. You are throwing in something different with that. We're talking about, again, what we have achieved and what we went through here. And now what you're talking about, now what you're going through now, you're going to something totally different. You're going through something totally different. It has nothing to do with our history. It has nothing to do with Black history. And this is where you're wrong at. And this is what I agree with you on. You're mixing the two together. And you're trying to say, well, just because black people do each other a certain way, nobody gives a fuck about black history. Black history don't matter. That's totally wrong, brother. That's totally wrong. And that wouldn't be every black person in America who's doing things to each other like that. And I decided to say this, brother, in all sincerity. That's why I said again, brother, and I've been telling you this for damn near years now, as we've known each other. You got some things that, brother, you got some healing that you have to work out, brother. And this is what I'm hearing from you, even have you even bringing up, and I understand, and I know this is probably wrong, like when the police beat Brother Tyree. That's totally wrong, and it's hurtful what black people have done to what did to each other. But you put everything because of what you've been through with some black people, and you try to throw that on every goddamn body because of the hurt that somebody done to you, and you don't know how to release that hurt on somewhere else. You don't know how to release that pressure valve. So you target other black people like leaders and everything because of how you've been hurt, brother. I tell you this all the time, and this is nothing new I hadn't said on the air. You got some hurt. You got some healing you have to get to, brother. You do. You got some healing you got to get to. That's why, like, you can't even deal with the black history because of the trauma and the hurt that you've been through with other black people. So you would say, fuck black history. Black history don't matter because of what somebody have done to you personally. You got some healing to do, brother. You do. And I'm standing
That's
out
on
of love.
Point right there. That's on point. That's on point because, Chiefs, man, you know, like, if we doing a subject on this topic and, you know, we coming in tonight and we going to be talking about, is black history important? Does black history matter? And for you to just go on and on and say how white people don't care about black history. And then, and right after you said that, and you said you don't give a F about black history. So you are part of what the white people are doing, the ones that don't like or embrace Like what I just said, I made it clear. I'm making it plain.
We need to do each other right justice.
It starts with you, Chief. It starts with you, man. What comes out your mouth. Look, a man speaketh what is in his heart. Well, how does the thing go? Whatever a man speaketh, so is he.
Oh, yes, sir.
Whatever you say is what you really are. And we hear what you're saying. You hate black
people. So you call me a coon because I want my people to do better for each other.
No, you're not. No, that's not why. The reason is
because
every time we talking about a subject, you got to throw the negative in when we not talking about that part of our history or black history or does black history matter.
My people have my
let's just say this.
If you got a damn little boy, a black boy in Houston, Texas, got sexually did wrong on the bus, by another black boy on a school bus and all in Black History Month and we gotta teach our people some morals.
Well, I'm glad you brought that back up. I wanted to say something about that, Chief, real quick.
And go ahead, then I'm gonna
all right,
you
so you said that about this black child in the back of the bus who was on more than one occasion was molested by another child of his same age without any attendance being on the bus and all the way in the back where this little perverted little boy was being molested by another one because he was a pervert. Now, this little boy has no political ties. He don't have nothing to do with any movements. He's a little boy that is misguided. He psychologically has a disorder already because he's already thinking about sex and same sex, and so no one pushed nothing to him necessarily, but he found that this was his private little time where he can get his little gay little thing off or whatever it is, and he did what he did. So once the bus driver heard what was going on, he stopped and found out. Now, he didn't know that it happened more than once, but you can't point to an adult and say some adult told this kid to do this or made the child do stuff. When I was a child, little children was little perverts and stuff too, but you would check them and you would let them know what the deal is if they was up to something that wasn't right. And so a lot of children, they in their little curious little stages, and maybe even the boy who, after the boy did what he did to the boy, the little boy came forward and said, the little boy who was so-called the victim, he said that, well, maybe the other little boy shouldn't be punished because, you know, everybody, you know, can do whatever. So, I mean, he said something to that effect. Now, I forgot his exact words, but he was in his little six-year-old mind, which you shouldn't even, like, come on, 6 years old, y'all, think about it. Like, what can you say? It's a little child. Little children be doing little strange stuff all the time. And so you ain't always around him, and he's in the back of the bus. He's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, this is my chance to, you know, this little boy who's being raised feminine. So the boy's raised like a girl. And this boy found a weakness in the boy, and he sat next to him. He said, this boy like a girl. And he feeling on the boy and everything, pull his wiener out or whatever and do something with it because he's a little, you know, curious. And he saw somebody else do it, you know, or whatever the case, however it came up in his mind. He's 6 years old. When I was six, I wasn't thinking about nothing like that. But these days, you see with all the interferences and the things that's in front of these children when their parents ain't around, and even when their parents are around, some parents ain't even being parental towards their children. They just let them see and do anything, and then they sometimes raised by two men or two women, and they may get this type of tendency to behave in this kind of abnormal way when they go somewhere or they get a chance to act it out. And that's his only chance to do it, because he know when he get back home, he ain't going to be able to do nothing. And he got a little sexual curiosity going on. And you see the boy, a little weak, sitting next to him every day on the bus. And he feeling on him or whatever. You know how maybe it go down. I'm just saying. I'm 53 years old. So I can just remember being on the school bus and, you know, the boy wanted to beat me up, you know. So I hid in the back of the bus down there damn near on the floor because I was like, you know, look, I ain't trying to get beat up. You feel me? And I missed my whole stop and hid. I wouldn't get off at my bus stop. And I'll wait until I know that boy got off the bus at the bus stop where we usually get off so I wouldn't, you know, end up getting into a fight. And I get off the bus at the next bus stop down and then walk back home. And I was only about 5 or 6 years old then. You see what I'm saying?
But
so, you're in the mind of a six-year-old, you know, there's all kind of scenarios and things going on. You understand? I'm going to leave it there.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you what they could have went with it. Now, you're right. That boy that you talk about, Justice, he wanted to beat you up, not sex you up. And here's here's the situation. Why now what even Governor DeSantis is talking about, and why not just him, but I think it's in the state of Texas and other places, they're outlawing all of this stuff, teaching these children in elementary school. Now, notice what they said. That little boy was 6 years old. That was elementary school. They're teaching these children. Remember that I told y'all in, I think that was in Austin, Texas. They wanted to teach inside of elementary schools. But at the age that young brother was, six years old, they wanted to teach them how to perform anal sex and oral sex. Six-year-old children. So, again, and it kind of what Dave was getting, he was going to go into with that was, now, he talked about the behavior. But this is why we talk about education, because this is what this whole thing was going into the history and what they were trying to insert into the school systems. If they are introducing these children this in the school systems, that will be now they're educating them about, like, 6 years old, you think about playing with toys. Like we did, we played, we're talking about playing with Hot Wheel cars, G.I. Joes and shit like that. But now look what they're introducing these young children to. Well, you may be, like you said, maybe the boy, he may have been, I'm not saying he were, but probably had a little feminism. They're teaching them, oh, it's okay to be gay. It's okay to be, well, I'm not to say the word gay. And I'm going to take the word gay back to the original word that it was before the 1900s, before the 2000s and stuff, what it meant you was happy. I'm going to call it what it was, homosexuals. But they're teaching them, well, maybe you might be a girl. Again, this indoctrination, what this little boy picked this stuff up, that even a notion to even molest another boy, a little boy. Now, mm-hmm. when we were younger, mm-hmm. like we were managed, like being a mother brother, we were saying earlier, when we played catch a girl, get a girl, but we played catch a girl, get a girl. It was a female, not catch a boy, get a boy. So even these children, again, it goes back to the education where the school systems indoctrinate them. So even what they was kind of heading to with the little 6-year-old boy, and this is why, like, the programs that we was talking about, that African-American course, we don't need that. And so, because again, when these children are hearing it, and look what happened, I'm not saying that happened because it is in the school. We don't know, but this is, it could cause situations like this. And like you said, the children, you know, they get curious. But if you're already telling them this in elementary school, not to say they post, you know, they 6 years old, so be fumbling with a little girl, you know, or nothing like that either, but. Damn, but look what they're doing. So these children maybe want to have this the feelings for the little girl, you know, bring the little girl, you know. I mean, we did, but even with, you know, I don't do Valentine now, I'm grown, but you know, we was in school, we didn't know, you know, we had Valentine damn near about to come up. you know, they had you bringing Valentine cards. You seen the little girl at school. You get the little Valentine cards. You bring her a card. You know, you had a little shit.
Right.
Like, you like me type stuff to a girl.
Yeah.
And they be doing this shit to little boys. Because
nope.
of the educational process. And this is the whole thing what we are talking about. Even again, so with that little six-year-old boy, I thought they was going to link that together with what the governor was talking about. That school education and that little boy, and said, this is why we don't need to be presenting these type of things, queer education and all of that shit into the school
That's
system.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey, Chief, take notes. Cause Chief, hey, Chief, Sunray, he trying to tell you how to stay on point and deliver something well without putting all your other feelings involved. Just stick to the topic, man, and bring the facts and bring the Bible quotes to go along with it. That's all we want.
Yeah, but I know they went to the morals, and that was, you know, that was a, I understand what he's saying, but like I said, it was, it's all about placement and timing, like a comedian timing. And I know you're talking about the morals, and but that one when we was talking about history, that was a – and like I said, if you had to place that right there like that, see, this is why they don't need to be teaching that, that would have fell right in line. But when you went to how
it
we
would,
treat
– man. Like, just like – come on, man.
That's all.
Stop having so much self-hate.
Yeah, well, I know we're in overtime, bro. We're going to get ready to get the hell out of here. I'm not going to say the hell out of here. We ain't in hell, but yeah. Oh, and one thing, I want to read something right fast, but brother, we get out of here. This is one of the history books I have, and this chapter is called The Freedom Movement. Now, this is a quote from Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., goes back to December the 5th, 1955. And this is what Dr. King says when we talk about history. He says, when the history books are written in the future, somebody will have to say, there lived a race of people, black, it says, fiercely locks and black complexion. People who had the moral courage to stand up for their rights, and thereby they rejected a new meaning into the veins of history and of civilization. And we're going to do that. God grant that we will do it before it's too late. And this is, let me go one part, he says again, to emphasize why we are talking about history and talk about this thing about black history. And because, again, it's talking about people, about black people, as they say, who had the morals, you were talking about morals, Dave, who had the moral courage to stand up for what is right. And that is what it is. It's like this was from Dr. Martin Luther King back in December the 5th of 1955, a quote from Dr. King. And what he says, y'all, when the history is written, in the future, and that was 1955. So, but now we in the future. Yes, sir.
We are. We are.
Yes, sir. But yeah, we got to teach our history. Don't let nobody and try to search something or take away and try to say, well, hey, well, you know, y'all got, man, we got to teach y'all black history. It's important y'all teach y'all black history. But at the same time, they're trying to insert something that has nothing to do with history. Well, our history, it says. Like I said, James Baldwin, as they say, he was a homosexual. But if James Baldwin was instrumental in helping get civil rights passed, the civil rights bill passed, and the laws passed, I'm not caring. I don't want to hear about it because he was gay. But what the hell they got to do with me? Listen, bro, I just want to hear about what these laws, okay, how was these laws that they got passed is going to help protect me? That's all I want to know. I don't. What's that man? What the man who he was sleeping with got to do with my goddamn civil rights? What he got to do with me? Like with Tyree, and brother Rodney King. May the peace and blessings be upon his soul. When they beat him and they got off on the state charges, but they went to jail. The sergeant, they went to jail for violating his civil rights. They went to federal prison. That's the benefit of one thing that happened under the civil rights. See, when white people used to beat the hell out of us and hang out people like Emmett Till's, they got off. Wasn't no such thing as no civil rights. So when people like, again, I said last time, these are the benefits of what the civil rights would help us with. No, we got human rights, but now you only got even laws. So I would say with Jane Baldwin, if you had something to do with that, helping get that passed, peace out to you. I don't care about the homosexual thing. I don't care who the hell you were sleeping with, Doc. That's your personal shit, bro.
I don't even never look at nobody's sexuality in the movement when it came down to it. Like now, I don't never want to stand next to these people that claim black, that they in the movement of black people when they with the gay people too. You can't be in both movements. You can't be in the LGBT and the black pride movement. That's an oxymoron. Okay? You can't do that. And reason why is because if you taking a stance for loving the same sex, or you saying love has no way of how you love is free or whatever, how y'all look at it, then it's on a moral issue from a moral standpoint and everything else that you're not going to try to overcome from whatever dilemma or any kind of infraction in your life or in your mind that has happened to you to make you want to have same sex. So you don't care about, oh, well, I can change from this lifestyle and go towards what God intended the creator to do, is to procreate on the earth, every species on the earth that has the ability is not laying with the same sex of the same bug, as a bug as two men or a boy bugs is not having the same sex, or two boy deers is not doing this to each other, two girl deers, they not doing nothing to each other. Two antelopes ain't doing nothing to each other. Ain't no two elephants doing nothing to each other. And so on and so on. So for you to want to come and not see and open up your mind to say, look, I can go and try and go towards what you would do is to try to go and to do the other thing, is to do the right thing, which is to just to try to have a relationship with the opposite sex that God intended. Like every animal have a relationship with the opposite sex, and then they procreate and have more animals that come up underneath them. So two antelopes would be a boy antelope and a girl. Two giraffes is a male and a female. A male lion and a female lioness. You know, a boy bug and a girl bug. You know, this is how it goes. You know, you're not going to get any kind of a bull without a cow and a bull coming together. So you ain't going to get two cows to do nothing. You have to have a bull and a cow. And so there's no sense in two human beings to not want to realize that psychologically that they have a disorder, and it's associated with a mental illness that can be corrected and can be changed back to the right way of thinking and the right way of understanding the development of life and how the creator of the world intended for all things in existence to procreate and to keep in the chain of what you are born in, the species that you are born in, to continue the cycle of life in that mode. Two same things of anything is not going to create anything. You can't do it. You have to have a different, you have to have the male and the female.
There ain't no sense in two same anything sitting down, laying down, and doing nothing with each other because it's out of their mind. You have a mental illness for you to want to say, okay, I get love out of this. This is what I love. You don't love that person. You just haven't come to grips with that. You haven't challenged yourself to find love in the opposite sex that you're supposed to find love in. That's the life challenge, to find love in the opposite sex so that you can continue in the right mindset of God's and given way of thinking to the human being in the first place. To think the way that God wants you to think in a righteous way. To not go against the way the Creator would say, okay, I created a male and a female and want to help each other like this and to, you know, work together as a team, male and female. And it's the old saying when I was growing up in church, God didn't make Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve. And that, it was, I mean, come on. The old preachers made that one up way back. And they ain't nothing, and then what? They not teaching that no more?
No.
And somehow that's not cool. That's the preachers in them was wrong. All the preachers from back in the day is wrong now.
It's not politically correct anymore to them. No, I'm just, but that's
okay.
What it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let it go. Y'all go ahead.
No, I'm just meant, but that's what they're going to say. It's not politically correct, but yeah. You know what, Dave, I got something for you. I got to get ready to get out of here. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Here's what we can do for next week, Dave. We'll put together a subject matter for next week. Damn, I had it on top of my head and just lost it. Something to the degree of black people in America suffering a moral issue. So-called blacks in America suffering from a moral issue or some moral issue, something to that degree. It might not be the
but
title.
You can't include all black people on that. Just because a few people shooting out in the street, that's a low percentage of the community of where you live. I don't care where you live.
Yeah,
I live in Philly. They had 560 murders last year.
I understand.
I'm down with that. I'm down with that. We can do that. Shalom, brother.
I wouldn't promote that show because that's just going to produce more self-hate. And they ain't going to produce no love out of that show. And I don't even want to sit with that one myself. I don't want to sit on that one.
But here's the thing, see, Justin, you're shutting it down before you know what's going to happen. Here's the situation, brother. We know when we do topics, and this is why sometimes it's hard for me to even put up like a topic, like you said the word black again, right? I be thinking about it sometimes, should I put up the word black? Because somebody and I probably not listen to the show because I posted the word black. And I'm like, God, fuck, I don't know. I'm just going to put it up there. See, again, sometimes it's hard to deal with because we have so many different issues. You don't like the word black, this person like, but here's the thing, brother. Just because we have in this show, it does not generalize every so-called black person in America. Because see, that again, even though we're saying that, we're not talking about every so-called. Like I said, man, those who if you're not in that category, bro, you already know that it's not you. But see, we have in shows like this to do what? Try to help people. A counsel, like so-called counseling or to the council. That does not mean we're talking to every black person in America, and we know better than that. We know everybody ain't doing it. You not doing it. I'm not doing it. So we know every so-called black, but there's people out there that are doing certain things, and that's who we talking about. And for talk shows, you addressing issues, and that's all we do. We just addressing issues. We're not pointing no finger. We just addressing issues. So it's like protest. When you get out and protest, what is this? What are you protesting about? To bring awareness to a problem. That's it, to make people aware. And then maybe if you bring awareness to it, then maybe there can be some discussions and maybe there's some actions that come about so that you can solve those problems. That's it. And so that's all we're doing. We're having a discussion, so maybe we can start doing something about it. And some people already are. And again, brother, you would not be generalizing every so-called black man and woman in America. So by having a discussion, but we see that what I'm saying? See how hard it is?
I apologize. Go ahead. See what I'm saying?
But I understand. See, that's why sometimes we got to take time out to think. We hear something and we run with it. Just like we were talking about when they said DeSantis talking about he counseling black history. People jumped on it again without context. And this is all, brother, we have to think about. Well, okay, you know what? Again, this is what this show is about, therapy. Again, bro, we know we ain't talking about. Like I said, your mama said, what mama told you home training? Well, mama say, baby, you know if they ain't talking about you, if you didn't do that, you know they ain't talking about you. Something like that. I forgot how the home training go, y'all. I'm trying to say it and I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, you know if that ain't you, don't you worry about it. You know you ain't that. You know you ain't so-and-so.
That's right.
Don't. Damn, I put the word comment. I misspelled comment. I just realized that. But, yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is. But we're trying to just help and discuss something. You know, that's all, bro. Because, you know, these things have to be talked about. Because some people don't even want to address this shit, bro. They don't want to address what's going on. At least we trying to discuss it. I mean, some people like to, because I had these conversations at work a lot. And, man, you ought to hear the goddamn feedback. Like, damn, bro. I'd be like, well, fuck it. Y'all kill each other.
All right, but we gotta figure out how we going to get our morals together. Like, we can't just say, oh, our black people are all messed up because they moral-less. We got to figure out, like, how do we get back to morals or people having ethics again towards ourselves and each other?
That's what a discussion. See, this is why you have discussions. Because you might have something you got. They got something. I come up with something. And it's just all, you know, just things. It's it. Something that you might be doing in your life, how you living to keep you, you know, I would say correct without doing anything harming your brother or sister, and, you know, being a good citizen in your respective community. Dave might be, I might be, I got something, and we just share how, you know.
I love it already.
That's it. It's nothing new. You don't damn near need a, it ain't got to be nothing, not no damn science book, a sociology book, so I can't even get the damn word out. It's it. Just share what you got, brother.
You said
like
it right, sociology. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but look, Chief Rabbi, don't come in here, be so hating, come in here and try to figure out how we can correct some of this stuff and not to be like, oh, point the finger, look at how the blacks doing all this. I mean, like, we can open it up, be like, look, come on. Look at all the stuff, how white people robbing us blind, and we ain't talking about none of that right now. We're just talking about, you know, these immoral things that we're doing to each other. So let's figure out how we can talk about it in a way where each one of us in our own lives, in our own way, can help to produce change where we can utilize the teachings that come from the Torah and the Bible and even the Quran in certain ways that can, you know, can increase us having better values and better morals towards ourselves and each other. Because we got to respect ourselves first. You agree we got to respect ourselves? You agree we got to respect ourselves first?
Yes, sir. I'm down with that. And that's what I'm about to teach. That's why you hear me teach the Torah. Because I'm the way down with that justice. That's why. I say I want my people to do better. But we can't teach no damn black history. We ain't doing better.
So when you stop saying damn when you say black history at the same time, see, that's what I can't stand right there. You stop doing that. Don't say nothing negative first before you say black history, man, because you a self-hater on that. I stop that, please. Don't do it
no
more.
What, Justice? Justice, I love you.
Stop that self-hating on damn black history.
You
hate the word black. That's what is real alleged here. It's real alleged.
So
and you a dark-skinned man, too. You a dark-skinned man, and you hate the word black. That's just messed up to me, boy.
You say, you know what, Justice, I love you, man.
I love you, too, Chief Rabbi. I love you, too.
We might disagree, but I still love you.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Well, I want you to love black people. I want you to love yourself as a black person, a dark skinned brother. I would love for you to love yourself first, and then love me second. Love me second. Don't love me till you love you.
Right.
So we'll talk about this next week. We're going to do this part two, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to do this part two, and we're going to do it
all right.
About what
please
Moray
don't,
Ariad
okay.
said.
Yes,
we're going to bring this up.
We trying to make you stronger, Chief Rabbi. This is what this is all about. We trying to make you stronger.
You're
going to come out of all that other stuff. You're going to be like a big lion in a minute. Now, give me a lion out there somewhere for Chief Rabbi.
Yeah.
But we gonna bring
we
you.
Michael Jackson, I know that. We ain't going to be sounding like Michael Jackson.
I'll tell you how I sound like Michael Jackson with this show all about. All I really want to say is they don't really care about us.
Yeah.
All right, fam. Let me get up out of this bud, man. All right. Peace, fam. We thank y'all for tuning in. Don't forget, you can check us out on all the different podcast sites such as iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting Store, Pandora, man. Pandora, y'all be on it over there, Pandora. Appreciate y'all, man. Just basically every outlet that there's a podcasting app, you can find Culture Freedom Radio Network, man. And also, again, I just reestablished the Twitter. If you'd like to follow us right there on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter. They call it the little Tweety Bird site. Tweet, tweet, tweet. See y'all next time, brothers, right here. Man, we're in the house, Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, just doing what we can to liberate the minds of the people. See y'all next Thursday. Like I said, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We would like to hear from you, too. Age family. We would like to hear from y'all, voice y'all opinions. So call in. So we can hear from you. All right. Peace.
Oh, I say it. I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok. This is what he does.